The key issue here is that during the time when you have an employment visa but you don't hold a job, what has your efforts been during that time to show that you have maintained continuing intent to be settled? So there's a kind of an expectation that if you stop working, then you'll be engaging in activities that would allow you to restart work again as soon as the right moment came along, and that you weren't just sort of cruising your time all the way through to the 7-year mark. So you do have a burden of proving your continuing intent to settle during the time just prior to you making your application for the right of abode if you don't have an employment at that time. So if you then factor into that challenge a desire to go and spend 3 months away in China studying, that's not excellent evidence in of itself as to your intention when you are leaving Hong Kong, because it depends on what you did before you went off to study and what you do immediately upon your return from studying. So you need to think about that particular challenge and what this next phase of your life represents and how you can articulate that to the Immigration Department come the time that you have to pass the approvability test for the right of abode. Okay, I hope you find that useful.